There's been a mixed reaction to the central bank's new rules for mortgage lending, with some arguing that first-time buyers have been given a reprieve and others insisting that young families trying to move up will see their plans scuppered. Under the new rules, first-time buyers will be able to borrow up to €220,000 once they have a 10% deposit. Any amount over €220,000 will require a 20% deposit for that part of the mortgage. All other buyers will have to come up with a 20% deposit no matter what they're seeking to borrow. In addition, prospective buyers will only be able to borrow 3.5 times their earnings. The rules came up for discussion in the Dáil last night. For the government, the Minister of State, Dara Murphy, argued that the regulations would strengthen the banking sector, while Michael McGrath of Fianna Fáil had mixed feelings.
The key objectives of these regulations is to increase the resilience of the banking sector and to reduce the risk of bank credit and house price spirals from developing in the future. And I think we all welcome this ambition. In developing the new rules, it was important to strike the right balance between achieving this objective and the ability of first-time buyers to save a deposit to purchase their first home.
In the past, the policy of the state was actively directed towards assisting people with first-time buyer grants, mortgage interest relief, relief from capital gains tax and various other subsidies. Now that policy seems to have gone to the other extreme, with a raft of planning-related levies and restrictions and the abolition of state supports for home ownership, putting the aspiration beyond the reach of many. The prospect of new strict rules, which have been clarified tonight, could be the last straw for many prospective purchasers, particularly now people who want to buy a second home, a more suitable home.
Michael McGrath there, before him Dara Murphy. Elsewhere, the Real Estate Alliance, which represents chartered surveyors and some auctioneers and estate agents, has welcomed the plans. But Pat Davitt, who's the chief executive of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers, described the new rules as devastating.
We're coming out of a recession at the moment. The property market is barely travelling along at all. Basically, it's the prices in Dublin are high enough, and some of the prices in the country, in different areas of the country, are high enough. But to put a full 20% of an LTV on the market at the moment, we feel is going too far. It's too much, we feel. Now, while we are happy that the decision is made, and we're happy that for first-time buyers that it's not as difficult as their 10% up to 220,000, which is a help. Certainly in the country, it's a big help. And we are happy with that, and we welcome it. In the city, it's still going to make it very difficult for first-time buyers to buy a property. But at the same time, like, the 20% overall for people, second-time buyers of property, is very, very large amount of money to come up with.
And that was Pat Davitt of the Institute of Professional Auctioneers and Valuers. Ross Maguire of New Beginning, which helps those with mortgage debt, is here. Good morning.
Morning, Richard.
How will these rules differ from what's in place at the moment?
Well, I think the rules really are in place now for the purpose of looking forward as opposed to what's happening now. We still have a dysfunctional market, but the governor and the regulator generally has to look to what might happen if there aren't proper rules in place. I mean, we do blame the crash that we've experienced to some extent on a lack of regulation. So regulation is important, and we need to close the door before the horse bolts. So it's really what's going to happen. And what the governor's talking about is this danger of what he describes as a psychological loop. So that's credit creating price increases, which creates further credit. And the idea here is to put in place reasonable rules which simply prevent that in the future. So really we're trying to prevent a future credit-fueled bubble.
How does what's being proposed now, and it seems that this will become law within the next few days, how does this differ from what was originally being proposed by Patrick Honohan a couple of months back?
Well, he was talking about a straightforward 20% deposit for everybody. There was an argument being made that first-time buyers will be particularly disadvantaged because they don't have maybe equity in a previous house and they have to come up with this cash. So he's changed that, and there's a 10% deposit for the lower-priced house. It's hard to think that €250,000 is considered a lower-priced house, but €220,000, you require a 10% deposit and then 20% above that. So it's a little bit of help for first-time buyers. But the important thing here, Rachel, is to note that the governor is required to take this longer term bigger view. And while it might affect somebody who wants to buy today or first time buyer, whatever, that's all very fine. But it's important that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past, and that's what they're at here.
I'll come back to that question in just a moment. But first of all, this is something that's pointed out by a lot of the newspapers this morning, and it is worth raising. The question is that the 220,000 and 10% limit may be fine for most first-time buyers in most parts of the country, but perhaps not for those in Dublin and also in parts of Cork and Galway. There's a real split, a real divide out there at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, but at the same time, in Dublin, wages are higher and there's more employment, so you've got to take that into account. But the governor was asked on RTE yesterday evening as to why he picked the figure of 220,000, and he said that even in Dublin, he reckoned that half the prices for first-time buyers were around the 220,000 euro mark. So they've picked that as kind of an average first-time buyer type price, and that's the reason for that. But it is true to say that in Dublin prices are higher, but at the same time there's more employment and there's more demand for housing in Dublin. But also it's important to note that this is not a panacea here, this is just a single part of a jigsaw, and the property market remains dysfunctional, as was mentioned by other commentators. Supply is very important, and planning issues are important, and regulation and taxes and all sorts of things that affect supply, and they need to be addressed.
Can we talk about that issue, about supply? Because, as you say, that issue remains. Are there sufficient homes out there at the moment, not just to buy, but also to rent? Because you can talk to many people who say, listen, I would be happy to rent if I could find a quality, affordable home. At the moment, I can't do that.
Absolutely. There is a very stark lack of supply in areas where there is a demand, and that is a real problem. And what's happened is that up to 2007 we built at an extraordinary rate, and then we simply stopped building. But as people like Ronan Lyons have pointed out, even during the boom there was a lack of supply within, say, for example, the M50 region. So there's, you know, we've got to somehow overcome that, and that unfortunately is not so simple, because there's issues such as planning, there's issues, for example, in relation to density and so forth. In big cities you can't expect to have, you know, everybody living in semi-D houses with gardens and so forth, so you're looking at more high density types of arrangements. All of that is part of the overall process of fixing our housing issue, and that will take time, but the central bank is taking its part as the prudential regulator here, and so it's not going to fix everything, but at least it's going to prevent the mistakes of the past, and that's the idea.
Will the banks be able to find a way around this? Will they be able to break the rules if they want to?
Well, the rules allow them a certain amount of leeway. So, for example, they can break the rules up to 15% of their entire book. So there is a certain amount of that. Also, it applies to where people are in negative equity. The rules simply don't apply to them. So if I'm in negative equity now and I want to trade up, the rules simply don't apply to me. So there is a certain amount of leeway. And of course, the governor makes the point that this is not, this doesn't take away from the bank's own responsibility to lend in a non-reckless manner. But experience has shown that the banks can't be trusted themselves. They need this oversight.
What impact do you think all of this will have on house prices? Because we saw quite a spurt in many parts of the country last year, certainly for the first 9 months, and then things seemed to slow down somewhat in the final quarter.
Yes, there was the governor again last night was saying there was a 40% bounce back or increase in prices in Dublin over an 18-month period. So there has been that bounce back. I think we're looking at a period of stable house prices. I mean, credit still is not available in the market. So this is this idea that we're going to stop credit is not really there at the moment. It's a question of what might happen in the future. So I think we're looking at a stable house price situation in the future, which is a good thing. I mean, the idea of getting rich because of house prices is not good for the economy in general.
Ross Maguire of New Beginning, thank you for joining us. 24 minutes.